The members of the Empire State Youth Orchestra will be led by a man who is roughly 10 years older than most of the musicians. 27-year-old Carlos Agreda was recently appointed the conductor and music director after a global search to replace Helen Chapillo, who stepped down after 16 years. A native of Colombia, Carlos Agreda will take the baton after working with a variety of orchestras in the United Kingdom, Colombia, and the U.S. He says he's excited to be working with young people.
I am very passionate about young people because I am very passionate about education and transformation of a society through music and through arts. And this transformation is very powerful and possible when we approach people at their young ages. And that's why I'm very excited to work with young people.
This is a generation that has grown up on technology. They just they have computers right by their sides through their entire lives. Mm-hmm. How does that affect the music you will play, how you talk with them? How does technology play into all of this?
Well, yeah, it's a very interesting subject because we're talking about classical music, music that was written for instruments that haven't, the technology of these instruments have been finished. 200 years ago, a violin was finalized in the 18th century. So, and we still use that kind of technology to produce music. But it's very powerful if we think about the opportunities that we have to access audio and music and streaming of classical music, because that's the magic of the arts, that we can, the arts keep, stay alive for a long time. And even today we have more access. So I think it's very, very, very nice that we have access to technology so we can access to this art that is still valid.
What are some of the reasons that you accepted the position with the Empire State Youth Orchestra? What drove you? What attracted you to this position?
Well, I am very passionate about excellence, and I am very passionate about symphonic music, and I am very passionate about education. And the Empire State Youth Orchestra seems the perfect fit for these things. They are really committed to excellence. Their focus is on education, of course, and the transformation of these young kids is something that really attracted me.
How did you get involved in classical music? You're only 27. Most people your age grew up with rock and roll and with pop music, but you somewhere along the line decided you like classical.
Yeah, well, I think music is only one thing, I like pop rock. I like a lot of Latin American music. I was born in Colombia, in Bogota, and I grew up around salsa and tangos and all this Colombian music. But I also realized in a very young age that music is all the same. I got into classical music because I got a keyboard. My dad gave me a really, really a toy keyboard. And I started playing the tunes from the ice cream car, the ice cream truck. And then I started looking for piano music. And the piano music that you hear is what people call classical, Beethoven, Mozart. And that's how I started approaching classical music.
Do you have a favorite, Beethoven, Mozart? Do you have a favorite?
A favorite composer? I do not have a favorite composer. I love from Bach, Mahler, Shostakovich, even Shakira, or mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you bring your roots into the music you'll be conducting with the young people at the ESYO? How do you bring that? Your Colombian background, your Colombian foundation, the salsa you mentioned, and Shakira, and all of that—are you going to bring that into somehow mix it up with the traditional classical?
Yes, because I think music is music, and everything that we do around music, even listening to salsa or listening to Britney Spears or Justin Bieber, is something that helps us as musicians. So actually, in music education, is very helpful to approach the what kids like in order to develop some skills in music. So if I will be indirectly bringing all my Colombian background.
Carlos Agreda is the newly appointed conductor and music director of the Empire State Youth Orchestra.